Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Adaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now on Masachet Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, taking a look at Mishnah Chet of the last parak, again dealing with some general statements and issues of Ta'aruvot, specifically in the case of Yayin Nesach and generally as they will apply elsewhere. Yayin Nesach Asur Va'oser B'choshu. So Yayin Nesach prohibits even with the smallest amount, meaning there's no bitul. We'll see how that plays out. Yayin b'yayin, umayim b'mayim b'cholshu, meaning that if wine that is yayin nesach falls into wine that is heter, or water that was libated falls into regular water, b'cholshu, meaning if the same kind falls in, it's b'cholshu. We will later see a proposal to read our Mishnah slightly differently. Yayin b'mayim, umayim b'yayin, which for right now we'll read that yayin nesach fell into water, or water that was libated fell into proper wine, then benoten tam, only if the offending substance puts a taste into the heter, then it's aser. Zehaklal, here's the general rule, min b'mino b'mashu, v'shelo b'mino benoten tam. Okay, and this is something we've already seen. Now, ki ato Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan, Rav Dimi brought the following report from Rav Yochanan that seems to really be at odds with our Mishnah. Hame'arei yayin nesach mechavit labor, if somebody's pouring yayin nesach from a barrel into a cistern, and we assume the cistern is filled with proper wine, Hafilu kol yom kulo rishon rishon batel. Even if you're pouring all day, meaning that you poured so much that eventually there was more yayin nesach than the original wine, each drop that comes in is batel and is mutter. Now, tanan yayin nesach asur v'oser b'cholshu. Our Mishnah seems to stand against that. My lav dekon nafil isur l'goatera. Isn't our Mishnah talking about a case as we learned it that yayin nesach is falling into heter wine? Said lo dekon nafil hetera l'goisura. What was happening in the Mishnah is that mutter wine is falling into yayin nesach. And the idea is that even though there's only a little bit of yayin nesach at the bottom, it asers the heter wine that comes in. All right, so let's see this. Toshma yayin b'mayim benoten tam. The rest of our Mishnah, the next part of our Mishnah, is wine falling into water, which again, we provisionally learned as being yayin nesach falling into mutter water. The impact is only if it's a shear of benoten tam. Which means, though, we don't say that each drop is batel. My lav dekonafel chamer di sur lamaya dehatera. Isn't it a case, as we learned, that it was yayin nesach going into proper water? So lo dekonafel chamer dehatera lamaya di sur. It's flipped that the wine coming in is mutter and it goes into usser water. So then, indeed, if it's not in tam, if the water is not in tam in the wine, then the wine is usser. Now, if that's the case, we'll flip it. Midereshu b'maya di sura. If you're going to tell me that in that middle part of the Mishnah, where we invoked water and wine mixing, the water was isur, then it must be that seifa nami b'maya di sura. The seifa must also be a case of maya di sura. And what did it say in the seifa? Uktani seifa mayim b'yayin benoten tam. Again, mayim b'yayin, and we assume it's mayim b'yisura falling as benoten tam. We don't say each drop is batel. Amalach Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi could answer as follows. The consistency of the Mishnah is not that the water is always aser, but rather kulamat nitin heter lego isura. The consistency of the Mishnah is that it's always heter falling into iser. Reisha de konafil chamer de heter lemaya di isura. Sefer de konafil maya de heter lechamer di isura. And therefore, in each case, the offending substance is at the bottom, and the heter stuff is falling in. And he said, in that case, you say that the bottom has more power to overcome the stuff that falls in, as long as it's not in tam. Now, ki'atar, that's report number one from Rabbi Yochanan. Ki'atar of Yitzchak by Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. We now have a different report from Rabbi Yochanan. Hame'ara yayin nesach v'tzatsur kartam lebor. If you have yayin nesach in a small little vial and you pour it into a pit, filu koyim kulo, even if you keep pouring all day, so much so that eventually there's more of the yayin nesach than the het there, rishon rishon batel. Again, same thing. But notice, he limits it to a little vial. It's only a little vial that doesn't have a strong stream. But if it's a barrel that has a big stream, thick stream coming down, low. So that would be at odds with Rav Dimi, or should we say limiting Rav Dimi, and it sounds like a little bit of a shades of Rav Huna's concern of Nitzok. There are Rishonim who say the reason here is because it's Chashuv, the chavit is chashuv, therefore it's not batel. Other considerations as to why it would be different. Now, third report from Rabbi Yochanan. Ki ato avinu Rabbi Yochanan, yayin nesach shenafal abor v'nafal sham kiton shamayim. And now we're going to invoke a new principle. If you have Yayin Nesach falls into a bore, and also some water fell in. Now this is not necessarily at odds with the other report. We'll see. Ro'ina taheter ki'iluino. What we do, Rabbi Yochanan says, is we ignore the mutter wine that's there. Because what will happen when the usser wine falls into the mutter wine, and this is certainly at odds with Rav Dimi, we say that the whole batch now is usser, and now you've got a whole bunch of Yayin Nesach, and water that fell in now is overcome by the Yayin, and it's all usser. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we ignore the mutter wine. So, for instance, if an ounce of Yayin Nesach fell into 40 gallons of wine, and then a gallon of water fell in, he says, you ignore the 40 gallons of wine. And what you imagine here having is a gallon of water against an ounce of wine. The gallon of water overtakes it. Everything's mutter. Hashamayim Rabbeinu Lav Umavat Linoto. Okay, now fourth report. Ke'at Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Rav Yochanan. It's a limitation on that. Lo shanu ela shenafal kiton shamayim tchila. That ruling is only if the water fell in first. Aval lo nafal shamayim kiton shamayim tchila. But if you didn't have the water fall in first, meaning, first you had the 40 gallons of mutter wine. Then an ounce of Yayin Nesach fell in. So then we say, Matzam minit minovneor. The Yayin Nesach finds the 40 gallons of wine, wakes it up, and they all become Yayin Nesach, and then when the water falls in, it's too late. So he put a limitation on the early report of Rabbi Yochanan. What's a little difficult about it is that the wording of Rabbi Yochanan is lo shanu, which means that it's a caveat or a limitation on the Mishnah, not on his own statement. So therefore, ikar matni la matnitin. Some people learn this statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan as being a comment on our Mishnah. Yayin b'yayin kol shehu, and by the way, the previous version was a chumra. Now, we're going to see it as a kula. Yayin b'yayin kol shehu, the Mishnah said that if wine mixes, it's kol shehu. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda Yochanan, l'shanu ala shalom afal shom kiton shamayim. That's only if the water didn't fall in. Aval nafal sham kiton shamayim, but if water also fell in, then what do? Ro'ina ta heter kilo, and we ignore the heter wine as far as volume goes. Asharmayim rabina lav matlinoto, and the water is mevatel the yayin nesach if it can be, and everything's fine. Now my ikabein li demat ilam and itam demat ar derabin. So those people who learn this as a comment on the Mishnah, how do they differ in practice, practical understanding of the statement, from those who learn it as a comment on Ravine's heter of the mixing of the water? The answer is mandamat lamatnitin lo bayit chila. Those who learn it as a comment on the Mishnah don't demand that the water fall in first. Mandamat ilad ravin bayit chila. Those who learn it as a comment on Ravin say, oh, but it has to come in first, because Ravin's statement was just if there's water in there, then we ignore the wine. It's only if the water fell in first. Okay. Next piece. Itmar yayin shen yesach shafal abor, v'nafal sham kiton shamayim. So this is similar to the piece that we just saw. Amar Chizkia, so Chizkia now pipes in with the following suggestion. Higdilo be'isur asur, higdilo be'hater mutar. It seems to mean, and does mean, that if the last thing to fall in was the isur, which means that's what brought it to its current size, higdilo, then it's asur. So if the water fell in, then the ayin nesach fell in, then it's asur. Higdilo be'hater mutar. So this is a flip on the other version of Rabbi Yochanan, in which he said the water had to fall in first. Here he says the water had to fall in last. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Afilu Yigdilo B'Yisur Mutar. And here Rabbi Yochanan, in this version, says it doesn't matter what order they fell in, it's Mutar. We would have to assume, of course, there's enough water to invite at least the Yayin Nesach. This goes back to Ravin's version, where it doesn't matter what order they fell in. Now, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira, so they discuss, do you want to suggest that Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan are just replicating the Machloket, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan, that we've already seen before, the Machloket, Masach, and Orla? That none, so'or shel chulin v'shel truma, shnaflu l'tocha isa. If you have some leaven of chulin and some leaven of truma, and they fell into a dough, lo bezeket el chametz, lo bezeket el chametz, neither one of them was big enough to make it rise, which means neither one of the truma alone would not have been enough to aser, because then it's like a shir. They ate starfu v'chimtsu, but together they made it rise. Rabbi Eliezer v'achar charon aniva. Rabbi Eliezer says, whatever fell in last defines it. Meaning, if the truma fell in last, that's what really made it rise. Then it's truma and it's asur. But if the chulin was last, it's mutar. And that sounds exactly like Chizkiah. Chomam ben shafal yisur b'tchila ben shet b'asov. It doesn't matter when the truma fell in first or last. Ein wasar tshebo k'nei lachmitz. The truma itself was not enough to be machmitz. And therefore, we ignore the chulin, the leaven that's chulin, and that sounds exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. So why would Chizkiyahu and Rabbi Yochanan just replicate a machloket? Tisbra, think about it. Abaye said that that machloket, or Lazan Rabbanan, is only in a case where you didn't first take out the truma, and that's only a case where you took out the truma first, it had already done its rising, and then the chulin fell in, then Rabbi Lazar would say that it's mutar. But, lo kadam esileket ha'isur, asur. But if you left the truma in there, everybody agrees it's asur. Now, Chizkiyah damar kaman. So Chizkiyah's version that says, I follow whatever came in last, but that's when they were all still in there, is now saying, like nobody. Alahacha beroin kamipal. In Abaye's take, the Rabbanan say it doesn't matter, it's always mutar. But Rabbi Lazar says it's only mutar if the chulin fell in last, only if you took out the truma. So therefore, Chizkiyah has neither position. He's not like Rabbanan because he cares about sequence, and he's not like Rabbi Lazar because in his take, it's mutar, even if the chulin fell in, even if the Isur was still there. So that can't be the machloket. Alahacha beroin kamipalgi. The machloket Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan is our use, if you will, of imagination. Meaning, the Chizkiyah lately row, and Chizkiyah says we do not apply the principle of rowing, which means we can imagine the heter wine to not be there and only measure the water against the usher wine. Rabbi Yochanan says that we do employ that principle. We've already seen that with Rabbi Yochanan. Now, me lately Rabbi Yochanan rowing, since when does Rabbi Yochanan accept that principle of rowing? Rabbi Yochanan, his prized student, Rabbi Asi, asked his Rebbe, Shnei kosot, achad shel chulin, achad shel truma. If you have two cups of wine, one's chulin, one's truma, umizgan vervan zavazen, you mix them together, so you now have two cups of mix. Mahu, meaning, do you now need enough water to mevatel all the wine or just the truma amount? Velo pashatle, which means do we ignore the chulin amount? And Rabbi Yochanan didn't have an answer for it. So how Rabbi Yochanan doesn't seem to accept the principle of rowing? The answer is mikara lo pashatle. Originally he didn't answer him. Vasof pashatle. Later on he developed a position, which is what we've heard now from Ravine and from Shmuel Bar Yehuda, perhaps, that he did come to the conclusion that we employ roim, and in this last memra, idmar nami, and now we have as clear as a proof to that evolution, if you will, or development, as possible. Amram ami Rabbi Yochanan, Ramila Amram Asi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Asi might have been the one who reported this. Shnei kosot, achad shel chulin, achad shel truma, who is gan v'ran zav azeru inet ha'etar kilu, eino v'ashar, maim rabina lav madlin oto. That the question that Rav Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan, now he hears in the name of Yochanan, saying, absolutely, we do ignore the chulin wine, and if there's enough water in Mevatel, the truma wine, if this mix, then it's batel. Okay, Zeha Klal, the end of the Mishnah, gave a rule. Now, why give a rule if you've already mentioned all of the items that the rule affects? We'll see that it doesn't. Here we go. Rav Shmuel, so in Bavel, the Amri Tavayu kol Isurin Shevetorah, v'minan v'mashu v'shalob minan v'notentam. All Isurin work that way. When you have Isur falls into Heter, or mixes with Heter, which is of the same type, remember Abaye said it might have been the same taste, Rava said it might have been the same name, etc., it's b'mashu. And v'shalob minan, it's always have to be v'notentam. The Isur has to infect the Heter such that you taste the Isur in the Heter. And Zeha Klala to Imai. So what's Zeha Klala there to include? Atu, he called Isur in Shabbat Torah. So according to Rav Shmuel, Zeha Klala is very important because it says all Isurim are like that. But in Tveria, they learned it differently. Kol Isur in Shabbat Torah, ben minan, shabbin shalom minan, benote tam. The mixture is always benote tam. Of course, min b'mino, benote tam, you have to assess at an amount, like 60 or whatever, because you can't taste the difference because it's all in one taste. But he said the shear is benote tam. Chutz mitevel b'yayin nesach. There's two exceptions. Tevel is oser b'mashu if it's min b'mino and yayin nesach. Now, b'minan b'mashu shlob minan b'notin tam. V'zeh ha'klal atuye tevel. So zeh ha'klal in our Mishnah is only there to extend our rule from yayin nesach to tevel. Tanya kavateru Rav Shmuel, Tanya kavateru Rav Yochanan Shlokesh. We find that there's a breita supporting each position, and you will see that Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan Shlokesh were simply quoting a breita verbatim. Tanya Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, Rav Okay, so we have clearly two competing brightot. In Tveri they adopted one, and in Bavel they adopted another. They sided with another. Now, the one question left, of course, is why is Tevel singled out? I understand why Yayin Nesach singled out, because we're always machmir because of Avodah Zarah. Ella, Tevel, my time. Why is Tevel singled out? Ketero kachisura. The answer is that just like you can be mater Tevel with a kol shehu, you can, Tevel can asur b'mashu. Da'amar Shmuel, chita achat, poteret et hakri. Taking out one kernel of wheat will exempt the entire kri, at least from truma. And now, Tani Nami Achi, we have a Mishnah to support that, or perhaps Brayta. Ma'amru, Tevel osur b'chol shehu b'mino. Shalom mino, but not in time. When do we say Tevel is also mashu? Mean b'mino, but mean shalom mino as anything else. It's not in time, and that is a klal gadol here. Now the next little piece is a long list of mishnah, and we'll look at the analysis of it, and pause at that point. Elu asurin v'osrin b'chol shu. The following things are oser and it's b'chol shu, as we saw yayin nesach. And now, Avodat Kochavim, any Avodah Zarah, is also Mashu, or Orot Levuvin, that we saw earlier in the Masachet, which is when they would, you find a pelt that was staked out in a certain way near the heart. So you know it was used for Avodah Zarah. Shor HaNiskal, Egla Arufa, Vitzipar Mitzar, these are all things used for various rituals that for different reasons are Asur Bahana, and they are Oser B'Cholshu. Sear Nazir, the hair of a Nazir, Petar Chabor, the firstborn of a donkey, Wasar B'Chalav, Sarimish Taleach, the goat that sent out on Yom Kippur, v'chulit shinishchatu ba'azara. If you shechted an animal that was not supposed to be a korban, shechted in the azara, machlokin or shlokish and rabbiochon, whether it's an isur d'rabbanan d'oraita, but nonetheless it's a surban a'ar, elu asurin v'isuran b'cholshu. Okay? Tana Maika Choshev. The question is, what qualifies to be on this Tana's list? E davar sheminyan kachashiv, if he's counting davar sheminyan, meaning all things that are so important, they're not batel because they are counted. They're the kind of things that are given as counted. So lini nami chatichot nevela. We also have a mishnah that says chatichot nevela, meaning if you have significant pieces of meat out of a nevela, they're never batel because the davar sheminyan count out a certain amount of pieces. E isurei hana kachashiv, if it's just isurei hana, then lini nami chametz pesach. In other words, our list is deficient one way or the other, depending what the qualifier to get on the list is. The answer is V'chir Barabam, V'itamir Yitim, Rav Yitzchak Rapacha, Haitana Tarte Idle. The answer is our Tana has a very tight list. You need to be both things to get on it. Dovash Minyan V'Yisurei Hanoa. So that's why Chometz isn't on because of Dovash Minyan. And that's why Nevela is not on here because not Yisurei Hanoa. V'Litnei Gozei Ferach V'Rimonei Bedan. We have those two special kinds of things mentioned in Masachet Orla. Special kinds of nuts and special kinds of pomegranates that are so chashuv they never batel. Davarish minyan isurei hanahu, and remember it's orla, so therefore it's isurei hanah, and they're the kind of things that are davarish minyan that are regularly counted out when being sold. The answer is hatan lehatan. The answer is that they are in masachet orla. It's already mentioned. Haraila orla really kalei karam lekilei karam. Right, it says that if those things happen to be orla, then their usher is orla, never batel. V'litni kikarot shel bal habayit l'inyan chametz pesach, but kikarot shel bal habayit, meaning when a householder, not a baker, makes bread, those things are also davar sheminyan, they're davar chashuv, and therefore they're not batel. And vis-a-vis chametz pesach, they should be mentioned because they're also isurei hanah. So man shamata amrlei Rabbi Kiva, the only one who holds kikarot shel bal habayit and not batel is Rabbi Kiva. That same mishnah in Orla, hatana tana lehatam. He already learned it over there. Rabbi Kiva will see. Faf kikarot shel bal habayit. Rabbi Kiva said, kikarot shel bal habayit are also usur behanah, and therefore we've already seen it. Now the last piece of the Mishnah says, hare elu, which seems to be exclusive. Hare elu mutei mai, limutei shevinyan v'lav yisurei hanah. Now limutei yisurei hanah v'lo davar shevinyan. So the Mishnah is excluding here things that are davar shevinyan but not yisurei hanah. Or Yisurei Hanah, that are not Davar Sheminyan, as we already saw. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah. And Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, as we, that will be the penultimate podcast of Masachet Avodah Zarah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.